Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. We are at the end of page 181, so this is the time where I have to say, it's just a habit of mine. Please rate and review. If you haven't done that already, I sure would love a review. I want to know what you got to say. I like to hear what people... what people think of this. You know, 5 stars would be great, and then be honest in the review. Also, just please share, and there's a Patreon. If you want to send me a message, I got the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook and the email and a Google Voice, so you can leave me a voicemail, and if I like it, maybe I'll play it in an episode. Okay, so today is January 24th in the U.S. It's International Day of Education. So that's worldwide, which is good. We need education. If you think this podcast is educational, please tell other people, because I don't know about you, but I have been educated by a lot of stuff. In Canada, the US, and the United Kingdom, it is National Compliment Day. So go give somebody a compliment. One of those compliments could be a nice review on my podcast. So it is also in Canada and the US, and I swear I did not know this going into this, it is National Peanut Butter Day. So yesterday, I think I said, you know, every day they think there's something. And I, as an example, I said National Peanut Butter Day. I had no idea that literally the next day was actually National Peanut Butter Day. Maybe it was 2 days ago. I can't remember. Okay, what else is it? It is Romania is Unification Day. So that's good. I like that. We recently had Unity Day in Ukraine, I think. India, this is a good one, National Girl Child Day. Maybe the boy childs get their own day, but today is National Girl Child Day, so celebrate girls and all that they are awesome. In a lot of countries in the world, they're not getting enough education. They're not quite up to snuff with other countries who are giving girls education, and we need to change this. Please, stat, let's do this. Okay, in Bolivia, we have, it is God of Abundance, which is the Ekeko Festival. And then in Romania, didn't we already read this? It's Unification Day. Why do you have it on there twice? Website, you screwed up. Okay, so those are a bunch of good holidays, especially National Peanut Butter Day. January 24th, I'm going to eat some peanut butter. Although I eat peanut butter most days. Okay, our first word is Cantonese. Capital Cantonese. Noun from 1857. One, a native or inhabitant of, I'm going to screw up the pronunciation of this, Guangzhou, China. Guangzhou, China. They are Cantonese. Number two, the dialect of Chinese spoken in Guangzhou and Hong Kong. Three, a style of Chinese cooking that emphasizes fresh ingredients, subtle tastes, and relatively mild sauces. Those things, fresh ingredients, subtle tastes, and relatively mild sauces, that seems oddly specific and also vague. I feel like, I don't know, it seems like there would be known for something more specific than that, but it's all, I don't know, it's very weird to me. And then Cantonese is also an adjective. Let's see, this is from Canton, which is Guangzhou, ultimately from the Portuguese word Cantão. Not sure how Portuguese got into this. That's pretty much it. Okay, next we have Canton flannel. Yeah, flannel, like the fabric. This is a noun from 1872, and we have the number 1C definition for the word flannel. And this comes from, it's a specific kind of flannel, and it comes from Canton, China. But I don't think that's Guangzhou. Is it? Is Canton and Guangzhou in China the same thing? I don't think so. Maybe it is. Maybe Canton means Guangzhou. I'm not sure. This is a little bit confusing. But anyway, that's where that flannel comes from. Next we have cantonment or cantonment or cantonment. This is a noun from 1753. 1. Usually temporary quarters for troops. 2. A permanent military tradition in... Why did I say that? A permanent military station in India. So in India, it's permanent, but in other places, it's usually temporary. A cantonment or cantonment. Next, we have cantonware. So it's Canton, which I'm guessing is the Canton, China, because it's got a capital C. And then ware, W-A-R-E, like Tupperware. This is a noun from circa 1902. Ceramic ware exported from China, especially during the 18th and 19th centuries by way of Canton. Oh, and then in parentheses, it says Guangzhou. So yes, I think Canton is Guangzhou. And then including blue and white and enameled porcelain and various ornamented stonewares. So this is probably very beautiful Canton ware. And maybe we'll post a picture. So yes, if you were wondering why Guangzhou, why the people there are Cantonese, that is because the other word for it is Canton. Okay, next we have canter, C-A-N-T-O-R. This is the word I mentioned before a couple episodes ago with the word canter spelled with an E-R. So this one with an O-R is a noun from 1538. 1. A choir leader. Synonym is precentor, P-R-E-C-E-N-T-O-R, precentor. Number 2, a synagogue official who sings or chants liturgical music and leads the congregation in prayer. So I think that joke that I screwed up before was something like, so are we doing a canter, you know, opposed to a, like a trot or a gallop? And they said no. And then he said, is it a rabbi? Yeah, it didn't work so well this time either. Anyway, cantorial is an adjective. And then this is just a Latin word that means singer, and it's from canere, which means to sing. Next we have cantrip, C-A-N-T-R-I-P, noun from 1719. 1 is chiefly Scottish, and it means a witch's trick. Spell is a synonym, a cantrip. But then we have number 2 is chiefly British. It's kind of similar. We have the number 2 definition for the word hocus pocus. And this is probably an alternative of caltrop, which if it was in the dictionary, it would be... Oh, we know we probably read that one a long, long time ago. Caltrop. Okay, next we have cantus, C-A-N-T-U-S, noun from 1590. 1. Synonym is cantus firmus, which is our next word. But before that, we got number 2, a principal melody or voice, cantus. So here we go with cantus firmus, 2 words, noun from 1847. 1, the plain song or simple Gregorian melody originally sung in unison and prescribed as to form and use by ecclesiastical tradition. So I'm wondering if that's a... Yeah, that chanting that you sing where all the people are singing the same note and the same words all at the same time, something like, maybe I can sing this definition that way. The plain song or simple Gregorian melody. And then it just goes on from there. But it's a lot of people singing and it's usually lower and it sounds very cool. And maybe they're singing it in a church or a cave or a... big open room, so it's very echoey and cool. Number 2, a melodic theme or subject, especially one for contrapuntal treatment. If you want to know what contrapuntal is, go back, because I think we read something that was related to that. And then this is Middle Latin. It literally means fixed song. Cantus firmus is fixed song. It is a song, a cantus, and it is firm in what it stands for. Next, we have canty, C-A-N-T-Y, adjective from 1719. It is British dialect, and the synonyms are cheerful and sprightly. Very canty. Next, we have Canuck, capital C-A-N-U-C-K, Canuck. This is a noun from 1835, a Canadian, and especially a French Canadian. Nobody knows where this came from. You are a Canuck. I'm talking to you. Next, we have canvas. First form, you can have one S or two S's. Noun from the 13th century. A firm, closely woven cloth, usually of linen, hemp, or cotton, used for clothing and formerly much used for tents and sails. Number two, a set of sails. Synonym is sail. Three, a piece of canvas used for a particular purpose. Number four, synonym is tent. Like you go camping in a tent, it is also a group of tents. 5A, a piece of cloth backed or framed as a surface for a painting. Also, the painting on such a surface. My dad buys a lot of canvases because he does a lot of paintings. These days, he's been doing a lot more wood work, but he definitely got a lot of canvas paintings. Number 5B, the background, setting, or scope of a historical or fictional account or narrative. 6, a coarse cloth so woven as to form regular meshes for working with the needle. 7, the canvas-covered floor of a boxing or wrestling ring. Canvas-like is an adjective. And this is from, it's from the Latin cannabis, which means hemp. So that's where the word canvas comes from, because they probably, you know, hemp was used to make lots of things, paper being one of them, or paper-like things. And so that's just what it turned into. And there's more at the word cannabis, which we read before. So we have the second form of canvas. It is a transitive verb from 1556. To cover, line, or furnish with canvas. And then our last word is canvas back. It is all one word. Looks like two words, canvas back, but it's one word. Noun from 1782. A North American wild duck that has a reddish-brown head, black breast, and whitish body, and is characterized especially by the elongate, sloping profile of the bill and head. So we shall post a picture of this canvas back bird. Duck. It's a duck. The scientific name is, how do you pronounce this? Aythia vallisneria. Aythia is spelled A-Y-T-H-Y-A. Aythia. It's almost a palindrome. Aythia vallisneria. So those were all the words. We had Cantonese, Canton flannel, Canton mint, Canton ware, canter, cantrip. Oh, that's a spell. Cantus, Cantus firmus, Canty, Canuck, Canvas, and Canvas back. Let's see. I think I'm going to pick cantrip as the word of the episode. That is a witch's spell, a trick, hocus pocus, all of those things. I like that one. I am apologizing to all of you who really, really love to hear me stumble through these songs that I make up on the spot. You know, maybe I'll get back into that, but right now I'm just sort of going with my gut and just singing something stupid whenever the feeling hits me. Yeah, because that's a hard thing to do, to make up a song on the spot. Well, I think that's it for today. This was the end of page 181. Thank you for listening. Go tell some people about it if you want to go do that. Celebrate. What did we have? We had National Peanut Butter Day. Day of Education, Compliment Day, go give somebody a compliment, and National Girl Child Day, just to name a few. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.